Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Temperatures for Steelers and Colts Sunday here in Pittsburgh will be in the low 50s. That is weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We are at Mike's Beer Bar for our Pony Pierces Cancer event. I'm getting my nipples pierced at 7:30 because I idiotically said before the Bengals game that the Steelers were a lock to win, and if they lost, I would get my nipples pierced. So here we are. There is a great dude who bartends here at Mike's who has gone through this. And he dubbed it a 7 out of 10 on a pain scale.
He said something novel, though. He said the first one is actually worse than the second because the first one you have no idea what you're about to go through, and then it's more like the devil you know for nipple number two. He also just said he got it done the day he turned 18 and that he's had, like, multiple piercings on other parts of his face. He was just into having piercings, I guess.
Well, that's one thing I'm worried about, Donnie, is that a lot of these people we've talked to that have done the nipple piercing have done it in their teens and early 20s when they were young and dumb. I'm old. I think I got to be on the ancient side of people that have gone to get their nipples pierced.
And on top of that, how often do you talk to somebody
in that demographic?
Well, but also, how many times do we hear, yeah, it doesn't hurt that bad, but it's somebody who has a ton of piercings and tattoos.
Good point.
There's a reason why it doesn't hurt to them. They clearly enjoy it.
Pain is pleasure.
Whereas you ask somebody who has, like, maybe one or two pieces of work done, and
they
say,
this is a labor of love. It really hurt.
That's a good point by Donnie, actually. That's why I'm starting to get nervous, not to the point where I'm going to back out of this or anything.
Oh, buddy, I think the ship sailed on you doing that a long time ago.
But it is set in, like, holy crap, I'm actually going to have to sit there.
A woman is a very skilled woman at that, though. Very skilled, APP member, right?
Professional piercing?
Yeah. She's in a very famous piercing organization.
Why is Hall & Oates blasting right now?
Because your nips are on her list.
I am like, concerned about is my body's natural reaction
to pain. It's a recoil.
When she starts to pierce it, to kind of move.
You've got to just hold firm. What if they have what if they have me and Donnie as the stationary coaches? We got to just hold you in place.
Well, that's why
I don't even know if I'd want that responsibility.
I think that needle's through your nipple so fast, I don't think it's going to
– Yeah?
I don't think you're going to have time to move. It's going to hurt, but I think that you're just going to have to – like that.
I think I don't have any piercings or tattoos, but at least, like, when I go get, like, blood work done or, like, any type of shot,
I just
look the other way and
that's
even try to have a conversation
doing
with the person.
Yeah. I just got a flu shot not that long ago, and, like, the nurse who was doing the flu shot, I was getting a physical.
You think this is worse than that?
Yeah. She just, you know, pops out. Because this isn't – because the flu shot goes into, like, a muscle in your shoulder. Like, it makes your arms sore, but it's, like a meaty part of the body, and it's not that big of a needle. It doesn't have to go through and through.
Yeah.
I just, like, look away. Like, you know, she's like, oh, I'll hit you in your left arm. I said, okay. And I'm, like, making small talk with her about, like, nothing. I hear the cap come off, and then it's done 2 seconds later, but I don't want to watch it happen. Now, when I used to donate plasma in college.
Congratulations on all your success.
I was doing it so I could get drunk quicker.
and have money to get all your drunk. Success.
I would look at the needle there because it's just sitting in your arm and you're there for 45 minutes with a needle in your arm and like a centrifuge running. So what are you going to do? Eventually I'd look. The one time it started to like bruise and that was the last time I ever did it. It's like, hey, my arm's starting to like not look the way it should. Can you get over here?
Would they pay like $50 a pump for that?
You could do it four times, I think, in like a month or something or in 2 week span, and you make $50 a week. I think you made $200 a month total doing it.
Man, and that Malzi's come a long way. Now he won't get his nipples pierced for $50,000.
Well, that was
that's good college money, though.
That was great college money at Penn State when you go, they would tell you, like, hey, try not to drink, like, you know, for a night. And then, meanwhile, you'd go and have one 24-ounce draft and feel like you were, you know,
Crowley,
completely on your ass.
Adam's going to be here tonight. We saw him for lunch. I think he's going to have to explain to people
why he didn't carry out his bet.
No, well, not only that, good point. Also, why he would prefer to get his wiener pierced than his nipples. Because that, I think, that's a really weird one.
Has he explained to you why he would prefer that? The famed Prince Albert?
He said that he thinks the nipples are a more sensitive part of the body for him.
I can't get behind that.
I guess congratulations to Mrs. Crowley at that point.
All right. Aaron Rodgers talked to the media. Jeff Hathorn was there a couple minutes ago. Let's see if he addresses Tomlin ripping him for the way the offense acted after that missed penalty call early in the third quarter. How Aaron Rodgers felt about the field at Acrisure Stadium, which he ripped after the Browns game, and more. Here is the Steelers' 41-year-old quarterback on this huge matchup with the Colts.
Aaron, what do you expect to see out of this Colts defense? They run out of a lot of nickel. You guys use a lot of tight ends. What do you expect to see if they have against
Colts? Whatever they feel like is the best personnel grouping against our big personnel.
Aaron, Mike talked a lot about the frustration of having to settle for field goals and not touchdowns on those first half drives. What has to happen to finish those drives out?
Well, we had a couple penalties, and we had in our get back on track, we didn't get half back on some of those. We had, third and 13 pluses, and four of the other ones were 8 to 10, so those are hard to convert.
Are there things that Roman is doing that you can trust, that are helping you trust him a bit more in finishing routes and anticipating where he's going to be?
Well, like I told Roman, I thought he was going to have a good week to start the week. I told him last Wednesday, it's going to be your week this week, just kind of had a feeling. And then Thursday, his best practice of the season. So, and even in that, there were still three or four real coachable moments. So, I told Ro, I've liked him since the first time we got to know each other out in Malibu. And I told him back then, I'm going to coach you to your potential, not to what I'm seeing. So I'm going to hold him to a high standard. And I was really proud of him in the game for the couple of reaction plays that he made. And we just need to see consistency from him. But it starts in practice, and I thought Thursday was a really good practice for him, and today he had another nice practice.
This might be following up, but I'm with Brooke Asher, but your point that you made post-game about wanting to do better in the higher ed area, as you looked at it this week, did you find this is more an execution-based problem, or are you looking to expand the playbook there? What do you think might help?
Execution, for sure. I mean, we hurt ourselves with penalties. We had opportunities to put ourselves in better situations, and it's just execution. Art's done a great job calling plays. We had a couple busts. We had a couple opportunities we didn't come up with. I missed the throw. We can't expect Boz to bail us out like that every single week.
Given the vibes this week on who might stand out good?
Not yet.
Is there a way to rally the troops in your mind?
I don't know if we need to do that. I think it's, you got to stay the course. We lost a tough one in Cincy on a short week, and we played a good football team and had many chances to get things going. We're up 16-7 at half. Our defense is playing well. Offensively, we've done a good job, I think, ending some halves with points, but we haven't. Not sure we scored on the first possession of the second half. And when you're deferring and you're expecting to have a chance to double up, so to speak, that's what changes the game. The middle eight of the game, we haven't played well in the second four.
Aaron, in right situations, would you like to go for it a little bit more on fourth downs?
I think you're seeing some trends around the league of teams going for it, but we got a kicker who's pretty automatic from anywhere going back even beyond 60. And the field, thankfully, was in slightly better shape than the previous week. So Boz was amazing. You know, we got to be ready to go for those and convert them if we get a chance.
Do you have any concerns about the field condition this coming week, knowing that you guys played last week?
Is Pitt playing again?
No.
Okay, so, well, good luck to Pitt beating those guys for sure. Come on, Panthers, let's go. You know? I talk to some of those guys just about every week. I always tease them. I know they're not playing Cal this year, but I always say, you guys playing Cal? And they said, nah, we got, you know, NC State. Or I said, oh, you're lucky. Lucky it's not Cal this week. But they're playing those guys. Come on, Pitt. Let's get it done this week. But the field, it is what it is.
Aaron, you talked the other day about, Mike talked about yesterday about sort of you guys not handling the adversity in the second half, of, you know, after the non-offside call, whatever. You talked about not riding the roller coaster week to week, but what's the challenge in making sure you don't ride it during the game? In terms of navigating the emotions?
Yeah, I mean, we can't control when they jump off sides whether they throw the flag or not. We would like the correct call to be made, for sure. But we still had a chance on that play. If coming down with a catch, it would have got the drive going. Obviously, we'd like that call. But they went down, and we had them backed up on a third down. They made a play. I thought we responded pretty well in the next drive. We just didn't get seven there to really take it back to two scores. We got three. And then they went down and scored again. So we got to help our defense out. And when we get it to two scores, I can play more one-dimensionally. And that's what we got to do.
Have there been any conversations with like the vet leaders like you, Cam, Jalen Ramsey, about responding better in those moments? As Jalen talked about, you can't complain about the calls after the Bengals game. Cam saying you got to respond better to adversity after this game with the, you know, the personal foul penalties you committed. Has there been a talk about the leaders like, hey, we got to get this across the board with our team?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about any of those conversations.
You've spoken glowingly about Jalen Warren since training camp. Is there an example that you could give us to kind of explain your surprise or your wonderment at him?
No surprise. I mean, I saw him play last year, and I've always been a fan of his as a changeup back, and I always wondered what it would be like if he got a chance to be the guy. When I saw Naj got traded, I figured he'd get a chance. And then when I got here, just the way he's so dynamic with the football, he's hilarious out there on the field because he's such a sweet guy. And, you know, just some of the things he's thinking about from time to time is amazing. He's just always so positive out there. But I love being in the huddle and being out there in the gun next to him and then just kind of watching him go. You know, there's been throws I've made this year that in the past I wouldn't make because, you know, maybe there's a guy out there, maybe there's a couple guys out there, but I just feel like, you know, when he's got the ball in his hands, the first guy never brings him down. And, you know, we had a play the other night, faked the pitch to him, came back, had some deeper routes, and I threw out in the flat. And if you pause the film, there's like three guys in the way. And he makes all three miss, and then runs over the safety for a 12-yard gain and just comes back to the huddle like, yeah, normal. It's nothing crazy happened. That's what I love about him. There's expectation when he gets the ball that something great's going to happen, and his energy like that is very infectious for offense.
Aaron, when you were talking about Roman, what constitutes having a good practice? Is it having opportunities to have a good practice?
No, I don't. I think that's a misnomer because every play is watched from practice. So it's the attention to detail on the routes. I think that's sometimes lost. You might, even in a game situation, you might get so enamored with what a guy's doing, who's around the ball, getting a target, but a lot of times, things that happen in the succeeding weeks are because of things you've seen on film on the backside of plays where a guy's not getting the ball, and you see the detail and the craft and the routes. The other day, you know, he got the ball on Thursday in a number of plays, and that was positive. But, you know, there were some other routes on the backside where we didn't get the ball where you started to see some of the craft to show up, some of the detail and the routes that gives you confidence that you can trust him. And so that's what it is. Also, there were some correctable things. So, but I really like his attitude. You know, I think of all the guys, you know, who we expected to make an impact starting the season, you know, especially him and Pat, to not get off to the most explosive starts, but to never once have a negative day, energy-wise, attitude-wise, is a credit to both of those guys. I'm really proud of both of them.
Why do you like developing wide receivers? Why do you like maybe investing time in teaching some of the younger guys and helping them grow?
And this is part of leadership. also, I don't want to throw to a guy that I haven't seen him consistently make the plays that I'm expecting him to make. And there's a lot of conversations going on. There's position coach, there's offensive coordinator. But in the end, it's the conversation that him and I have that are most important, because he needs to see the game through my eyes. And if I can make an impact on him and Calvin and some of the young guys, that's pretty special as I move on.
Marquez, guys, two more.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling had a workout here recently. Have you done any recruiting of him or lobbying for him either now or before the season when he was available?
I love MBS. I've always enjoyed playing with him. He's one of my favorite teammates of all time. He is a really special guy, and I think MBS can still really play. You saw last year when he was in New Orleans, he had opportunities. He had a lot of big touchdowns. He can still run. I think MBS wants to be on an active roster. So if there wasn't an opportunity here for that, then I guess he's waiting for something else. But I don't fault him. I love MBS. And whether he's here or somewhere else, I'm always pulling for him.
It feels like each week there are different playmakers stepping up. I mean, you have Spencer Anderson now catching a pass last week. What do you like about how diverse this offense is becoming in terms of your weapons?
Yeah, Spence is definitely a weapon in the run game and the pass game. But, you know, we gotta have different people based on the coverages that we see. And you're seeing a lot of heavy coverage to DK, of course. I mean, DK is a stud. And obviously he's going to demand, at least a couple guys over there. And when that's the case, you know, other guys have got opportunities, whether it's, you know, Big Darnell or obviously Pat against Cincinnati. And Roman had nice plays. And, you know, it's great having Calvin back because he is such a dynamic force with the ball. And got to find more ways to get him the football, too.
All right, Aaron Rodgers there, his weekly confab with Steelers media, including Jeff Hathorn. I'll pick up on what he said at the end there about Marquez Valdes-Scantling. There was all this reporting out there on Monday that he was signed, sealed, delivered to the Steelers, and here we are Wednesday, and he's still not on the team, and Rodgers gives away the real story there, what really went on, that he doesn't, as a veteran, want to sign to a practice squad. He wants to be on an active roster. What I'm surprised by, given what we thought of Aaron Rodgers and how he comes to an organization and tries to put a lot of his fingerprints on it, I am taken aback a little bit by the idea that he thinks Valdes-Scantling can make this team better. Cited what he did in New Orleans the second half of last season, which is right. He was a really good big play guy for them, and yet the Steelers didn't sign him.
Isn't pounding the table hard enough to get his way.
Or he is pounding the table and they're not listening to it.
Well,
either way.
Maybe they think that he wouldn't aid in their ability to, you know, keep their composure on offense after a third down call didn't go their way. Maybe they think he would just be more gasoline on that fire.
Which I did think.
Should Rodgers just say, by the way, MVS switched, he's now a safety and Mike would sign him instantly? He's actually a cornerback who's past his prime, Mike. He can't run anymore. Well, Mike and Omar Khan falling all over themselves,
I mean,
to get to the phone.
What's the trade? Scotty Miller gets cut or gets put on IR with his broken finger, and MVS takes his spot?
Sure.
Because Skoranek's not going to go anywhere, and now Roman Wilson's finally starting to show some signs of life. So that would be the swap. I would do that. Miller's done nothing.
No, he's...
Do you agree with that, Tom?
He was training camp hero.
I might as well see if there's any chemistry between these two guys left. And you've got an injury like you do in baseball, when or Will Howard. Okay, you've given me a reason to put you on the IR. You've got a busted finger. I'd rather have Valdes-Scantling with 10 fingers than a guy with 9 who hasn't done anything so far this year.
And it still seems like, based on what we saw the back half of 24, that he at least still has one play in his bag, and that's the deep ball.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live at Mike's for my Pony Pierce's Cancer Nipple Piercing event. All the money raised tonight is going to go to the fight against breast cancer, the McGee Institute and Research Institute here in Pittsburgh doing awesome work fighting, combating, beating cancer. And so I am offering up myself as a sacrificial lamb because of what happened to the Steelers in that Thursday night loss to the Bengals. Can still come down here and purchase tickets at the door. $33. All the money goes to fight cancer. You get a shirt, you get food from Mike's, and you get to watch me scream in pain as I get my nipples pierced at 7:30. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Aditi Kinkabwala, All Access, the NFL sideline reporter for CBS and Paramount Plus. And by the way, you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with this huge Week 9 matchup between the Colts and Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Aditi's headed back to Cincinnati, where she watched the Bengals and Jets play the only great game of Week 8, and the Jets helped the Steelers with that win over Cincinnati to keep them at arm's length in the division. And now they get Caleb Williams and the Bears, and it looks like Joe Flacco is dinged up for that game. Aditi sponsored by Tap Brick Oven and Porn House in Greensburg. All right, Aditi, tons of conversation here in Pittsburgh about what's going on with the Steelers' defense and who's really in charge of the Steelers' defense. You've been around this team for a long time. What can you tell us about that?
It's Mike Tomlin's defense. Like, even if Terrell Austin is helping with the install, is calling on Sunday, it's not his design. He is executing what the head coach wants to run, what the head coach has designed, what the head coach is the defense that he wants his team playing. So it's not this easy thing where you sit here and you say, oh, okay, it's the defensive coordinator's defense that's not working. And this goes all the way back to the very end of Dick LeBeau's tenure. You know, and I know you've referenced this, we had Keith Butler on the air together where Keith Butler said, confirmed what we all had known, that he had never even called the defense. And he had told me many a time that were he actually going to design the defense, it wouldn't necessarily be the defense that the Steelers were running.
Aditi, when you talk to a lot of people, you talk to a lot of coaches, do you get the sense, when the Steelers come up, is it still looked at that the scheme they are running is novel, is tough, is like talked about in the same way that Brian Flores' defenses are or Vic Fangio's defenses are in terms of complexity and difficulty to crack?
No. But there's a misnomer here that a great defense has to be really complicated. If you're very sound and you have great players, you can simplify. I mean, for the past few years, Jim Schwartz has talked about this with us ad nauseum, that the whole goal is he wants his players playing fast and not bogged down by thinking. But he can do that. He can play man defense with his secondary in a way that the Steelers just can't. It's a conversation we had with Mike Vrabel just a few weeks ago, where you're constantly doing this balancing act of, ideally, do you want fewer plays, but you just do them so well? Do you want to be more simple, but and have your players beat the opposing players? Or do you need to rely more on complicated things, on disguise, on scheme? And it's a balancing act in a lot of ways based on the personnel that you have. And unfortunately, most every coach or scout that I speak to thinks that the Steelers overvalued the players that they in fact have.
Aditi, speaking of Mike Vrabel, the Steelers picked up another safety cast-off from the Patriots last night. Kyle Duggar to go along with Jabril Peppers. You've done Patriots games. What can you tell us about him?
I mean, obviously he didn't fit, just like Jabril Peppers. He didn't fit what Mike Vrabel wanted to do, didn't run as well as Mike Vrabel likes the safeties that he has right now. But I can say that all I ever heard was that he was a great citizen, despite the demotion, that this wasn't a player that took to that news, that under a new regime, he was not going to be valued as much. He didn't take to that news in a negative way. He didn't demand a trade out. He didn't pout. He was still, from what I was told, was still a good leader, a good teammate. I think that counts for something.
Aditi, any advice for me tonight?
The only things that I have ever had pierced are my ears, and my mother did that when I was 2 months old. So, no. I will tell you this, Pony. And Maldi, doesn't Pony deserve so much credit for actually going through with this? I mean, you're nuts for constantly throwing these ridiculous things out there. I mean, I wish you had asked me first, what do you think? And not that you would have necessarily listened to me, but you could see Joe Flacco and the Bengals winning this game.
Aditi, I told him all week that the Bengals were a good bet to cover and at least had a chance to win the game.
You didn't pick them to win, though. You were with me. You picked the Steelers.
I told you they were going to cover, which meant the game would be within one possession, and you just didn't listen to me. You should never make a bet when it's that close. Yes, Aditi, I do give him credit for going through with this and turning it into something
and raising money, turning it into a great car. Amanda and Stella going to be watching?
Stella is at home with our nanny. But Amanda will be here, but she's already, like, dreading it because she thinks I'm a big wuss when it comes to any kind of, like, cold, for example. She says I milk it. Any kind of small injury, she thinks I act like
I freak out. So she thinks she's going to have to take care of you after
this?
That's
exactly.
Not fair.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
It hasn't happened yet, so don't criticize
me. That is kind of appropriate, though, that Amanda says you milk injuries, just like one of your idols and heroes in sports. Ben Roethlisberger shaking the hand off or flexing the toes or something
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, he always went back out there and played
but
the
a lot of that was for show, right, though? A lot of that was part of the performance theater.
Yes, late in his career, I even gave him credit and said sometimes I'm convinced that he was trying to do it to get the defense to let up so that he could he was playing possum, in other words.
That could be possible. I mean, it's all part of the theater. Sports is entertainment.
Aditi, enjoy Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse this weekend.
She's a vegetarian.
I know. That's why I always say that.
I hope they have good sides there.
And we'll talk next week. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Good luck, Pony.
Thanks. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. That game's at the same time as the Steelers game. I am interested in that because we're going to see the Bears soon. And, yeah, I want both teams to stink, I guess. But then again, as I say that out loud, like, I'm also in a pretty crappy place with the Steelers right now, and
I
don't think a lot of it's going to matter.
Honestly, nothing any other team would show against a different opponent would feel like to me it has carryover when the Steelers are playing them, because I just feel like the Steelers' defense is so obviously riddled with problems and is unwilling to acknowledge them. I think there's like an acknowledgement that in Cincy their defense just stinks.
Absolutely.
Here there is complete denial.
By the coaching staff, no doubt.
That's what I mean. Like internally they're like, no, we don't. We just the head coach thinks that they've just got to tackle better, for God's sake.
And they were a millisecond away from making a play in the Packers game.
Yeah, close counts and two things, Pony. Do you know what two things they are?
Horse grenades and hand grenades.
Thank you, Pony.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 4:30, so that means it's time for Donnie's biggest football story in the world. The Donnie Football Debrief brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. We are here at Mike's Beer Bar, Pony Pierce's cancer event. In exactly 3 hours, I will have two freshly pierced nipples. And I have been told repeatedly that I can't have anything to drink because I might bleed profusely if that happens.
Drinking thins your blood.
Yeah.
It lowers your inhibitions. It maybe raises your pain tolerance, but it thins your blood.
And when I tell people that, the next line is, well, why don't you eat a gummy and get stoned?
But I get paranoid
when I get high.
Paranoid, pierced nipples. Yeah, just hopefully this serves as a lesson for you to stop writing checks that your ass does not really want to cash but still does.
We're going to get another one within a year, Malzy.
I mean, how much worse can it get? Honestly, he'd have to say, I'll get a Prince Albert piercing.
Well, this is as bad as it gets?
Well, I think you would come up with, I'll get my butt cheeks pierced together at the top. I don't know.
Sewn together.
Like, really, the sky's the limit when it comes to you and just, like, making very, very, very ill-fated bets.
We've had Mario Lemieux pitch in a signed jersey. He found out about this and said, I want to help Pony beat breast cancer. Boom, the greatest hockey player of all time is in. The guy who is now rated the best quarterback in college football by CBS Sports.
That's right.
Mason Heinchel says, I got a football for you signed by me to raffle off.
Yep.
And the one guy who balled out among all Steelers players in that Bengals game that
screwed
me.
He tried to save you, this guy.
I think it was going through his head and we scored that touchdown.
When he caught it, he had to beat the guy to the corner, he's thinking, Pony. Pony, got to do it for Pony.
And Roethlisberger said in his podcast, Go Down Pat, and he said, hell no, Pony needs me right now.
Those nipples need me.
And he took it to the house, man. And he was so kind and gracious enough to drop off a pair of game-worn cleats. And if those are from a Penn State game, Austin Bechtold would bid untold dollar amounts for those, Donnie.
Oh, I mean, I think he would take over, like, the entire raffle. He would hide all the other
tickets.
He'd
hyperventilate huffing the smell from inside the cleats if that happened. He would. He would also just be, I'm surprised he's not down here bursting through the front door like Kool-Aid Man right now. So.
Well, anyways, I just owe a huge credit of gratitude.
What are you doing right now?
I'm nervous,
man. He's starting to slip up.
I am starting to slip up. Yes.
Horse grenades in hand shoes,
yes.
Last thing. Gret of datitude.
3 hours from now, my life is going to change forever. And I'm going to become known as the guy that got his nipples pierced for making a stupid comment on Twitter.
I know.
Of all the things I've done, I filled in for Jim Rome. I've hosted on FAN. I've hosted in Boston. I've had my own national show. I've done a show with Roethlisberger. I've done a show with Ryan Clark. I've done a show with James Conner. I've done a show with Patrick Peterson. All these guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be known as the guy.
Wait, did you say you've been on First Things First?
First Things First.
You've been on television.
Yes.
In a high-profile setting.
I've done First Things First, just like Friermuth. I've done Kay Adams, just like Pat.
Whoa, phrasing there.
What?
You said I've done Kay Adams.
Well, he's done the show.
Phrasing there.
Okay?
Phrasing.
Okay, he's done the show, like me.
Phrasing.
Yeah.
We just got to be careful there.
So I'm kind of
you survived penis surgery, too.
I'm kind of a big deal. But now I'm going to be known as the guy with pierced nipples.
Donnie, there's a look over your shoulder right now. That's what I'm laughing at right now.
Pat also wants to know, did you share the news with Stella yet? Because Stella is very wise beyond her years already.
There's video of it.
She's 2 going on 25. I mean, she's not going to be here because you don't want her to see Dad go through this trauma. But I feel like she would be almost like detached. Like, she'd have the kid equivalent of a beer, and she'd be on a sippy cup going, can you believe this guy? And making fun of you.
So I told you that when I was screwing around with friends when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I got hit practice swing to the penis with an aluminum bat.
I thought you said it was more to the nuts.
It was more to the nuts. Uh-huh. It got part of, you know.
Okay. Yes.
Right? So I asked a guy who
There's somebody standing within 10 feet of us right now who can't believe we get paid to do this.
So
by the way,
I asked someone who had had their nipples pierced.
Yeah.
And also who had a
groin injury of
had a male body part.
Oh, okay.
I said, what's more painful?
Uh-huh.
Getting hit there, getting your nipples pierced.
Yeah.
And he said, by far, getting hit down there.
Oh, yeah. I would.
So, dude, I got that going for
me. People routinely pass out from the pain if they really get hit there. Routinely.
Yeah.
Like,
and what did
lose
the,
consciousness.
And what did Kate say from the piercing place who's coming to do this? Only one person's passed out?
Yeah, she's a very skilled hand here.
And she does like 50 a month, she
said. She does 50 nipple piercings, 75, 25 ladies. And she said that unlike Sheryl Crow, the first cut is not the deepest. She said the second one is worse. But then our guy here at Mike's, who's a great bartender, he said he got it done on his 18th birthday. He got both nipples done. He said, first one worse. didn't know what to expect out of it. Second one, at least I had some sort of semblance of it.
Another female asked me if I had big nipples. And
like pepperonis.
What was your line?
Salami nipples.
Well, then that's...
I saw some guys in that freshman dorm at Waynesburg, man. I'm just saying.
Who would have had the black bar, the censorship bar across their chest?
Well, she said from personal experience, she thinks if there's more there, the more it's going to hurt.
Tough.
So let that sink in.
I mean...
Because it's true. There's more...
Well, there's more area for the nipple to go through.
Whereas if they were like minuscule, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
He's just got
tiny.
You saw
the picture of
tiny little itty bitty nipples.
I feel like they were just kind of like
they're just
regular.
I would say garden variety nipples. That's what I would say. I would say standard issue.
Is there anything you wanted to get accomplished in this segment?
I mean, I was going to talk about the Heinschel stuff.
How about him, man? What a meteoric rise right now.
Because according to David Cobb from CBS, he moved him from 43rd to 1st.
I know, man. He's got him ahead of Mendoza. Like, I think it's a little bit of a clickbaity thing. I think Mendoza's...
A little bit.
Yeah, a lot bit. But he's got him ahead of guys like Marcel Reed, who I'm starting to get, like, vague Lamar Jackson vibes from. Mendoza's been terrific. Haynes King from Georgia Tech, a monster. But, like, Heinschel is... He's the guy who's played well enough through four starts that you can start to dream on it if you're a Pitt fan. Like,
not
within reason for Pitt, right?
I'm just saying it's incredible... The state of college football now is, yippee, we have this guy, but we're going to lose
him. Can we pay
him? Yeah. I was out to dinner with my father-in-law on Saturday night after the game was over, and he said, you know, LSU or Auburn or any of these schools are going to try to poach him, and that, like, takes away the fun.
LSU's got bigger problems right now. Did you see what happened there?
What?
The governor, Jeff Landry, like, at LSU, the governor is always very involved in the program, like, making sure it's a big deal. He decreed... I would rather have the current president of the United States make the next coaching hire than AD Scott Woodward. And then they announced that Scott Woodward, their actual AD, is not going to hire the next coach.
Wow. So who is?
Their board of supervisors.
Wow.
Bob Woodward. I think he's passed very recently, in fact.
Donnie, thank you.
The great Bob Woodward.
Thank you for a scintillating debrief.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.